Dumb.
Cool.
Weird.
Podcast.
All right, so today we're talking about Hercules and the Amazon Women, which was the first, basically the pilot episode for Hercules and the Legendary Journeys, the Kevin Sorbo and Michael Hirst show.
Fun times.
Cause like
great times.
And the funny thing is, I watched the entire series, like the entire Legendary Journey series, but I've never seen the movies. So me and Nick's never seen the movies either. So we're like, fuck it, we gotta watch these because these were the movies that set up the TV show. Apparently, there was five feature length movies that set up the show. We didn't even know.
Yeah, no, right? It was just one of those hidden gems.
So, fun fact. They weren't really sure.
Sorbo's dead.
Dead.
No, he's just jacked as fuck, man.
Yeah, he's huge. He's Kevin Sorbo in this show is fucking massive. I mean, now he's really tiny because he doesn't work out as much anymore. But man, he used to be huge.
Intimidatingly large.
What?
He's intimidatingly large.
Yes.
And handsome.
Yes, he is. Although a lot of people hate him these days because he's more on the conservative side.
He's always been like that, so I don't see why that was like a problem. I guess it's just because he started talking.
Well, it's like I know a lot of people that love Clint Eastwood, but Clint Eastwood's pretty conservative too, you know.
Yeah.
And so
different
is Bruce Willis is conservative as well, you know.
Yeah, Bruce Willis got lucky that he got a lot of his action roles in the 80s and 90s, though.
Yeah, true. Didn't you say that Chris Pratt's a little on the conservative side too?
Oh yeah, he's on the conservative side. He's a live and let live kind of guy. But
we're a libertarian.
Gets a lot of shit. Yeah, but he gets a lot of shit from people on the left because mm-hmm. he's a big time Christian and everything. So they're like, oh, that's evil, even though he doesn't bother anybody about it.
He just kind of keeps it to himself. But
yeah,
but yeah, this movie was pretty crazy because it kind of sets up like, you know, it kind of starts off the show. And we get a little bit of backstory because basically when the TV series started, the pilot episode basically had Hercules with his wife and his kids. And they get murdered by Hera. And in the show, when it happens, you're like, what the fuck? This seems kind of premeditated. But now that we've watched the first two movies, we kind of understand why there's beef between him and Hera. Because in the first two movies we watched, especially the Amazon one, he is like they are like butting heads like really bad.
Well, but you know what's funny though, it's like you said, right? When you watch the first pilot episode, you don't understand. But now, like with all this stuff, it's like I can also understand why she's pissed off. I mean, Zeus is going around just fucking anything with two legs and a pulse.
Yeah, which by the way, in the original series or in the TV show, you actually don't see Zeus for like several seasons. So you're kind of like, where the fuck is this guy? But then when you watch the TV show, the TV movies, you're like, oh, this motherfucker's here all the time.
Yeah, but he always shows up and he's just kind of like, hey, how you doing, son? I just want you to know I can't help you. I'm here for your support.
It's kind of like that dad that shows up to your birthday party that you don't see very much, and he goes, hey, kiddo, here's a little gift. I'm gonna go now.
But, Dad, I thought you said you're going to stay. Hey, I stayed about 5 minutes.
That's enough time, isn't it? But
I mean, he's real. And the funnier part is like, they really captured the whole, like, myth of Zeus just fucking everything.
Yep, pretty well.
Yeah. And he just wouldn't, he like looks over, he sees a woman, he's like, I'll be right back.
Yeah, what's pretty crazy is like the movie kind of sets it up where like basically Hercules and Aeolus are getting ready for Aeolus's wedding. And this guy comes from this village and he's like, you know, he's like, oh, something's happening in our village. Like these creatures are coming and killing all of our people. And it's like, oh shit, okay. And so
This is pretty bad.
And so what ends up happening is basically Hercules and Aeolus go and they come to this village, and in the village it's only a bunch of guys and like some boys, and everybody's like, and then when you watch it you're like, what the fuck is going on here? Well, and
they even ask them, it's like, where's all the women? And they just brush it off.
Like, oh, we don't have women here. And then
they're like, well, where are you getting the children? And he's like, oh, we find them by the river.
Yeah, and Hercules is like looks at Aeolus like to the side and goes, "I'm not buying this shit at all."
I mean, it's like if you and I showed up, we're like, "Hey, how do you guys have all these kids without the women?" "Oh, well, we find them by the river." Okay, piss off your women like that bad?
Yeah. But basically, basically, Aeolus and Hercules go into the woods, and then they get attacked by these masked creatures. They're like running up and down the trees, and they're doing the what we call the '90s swinging the weapon swoosh sound effects.
Oh my god, they overused the hell out of that. even for stuff, by the way, even for stuff that shouldn't have that sound effect.
Mm. Yeah, it's really fucking dumb. And it's just like, all right, get to it already. Get to the fighting already.
You're just sitting there kind of like, I mean, very entertaining fight scenes, but they really like, you know,
drug
have
it
this
out.
Whole Yeah, they really have this whole like choreographed thing going on where they're like, we really got to show off that we have weapons.
Yep. I mean, I bet the props guy was over there like jerking off while he was watching it off screen. He's like, yes, use my props. Use my props. And then not far behind him is the sound effects guy.
he's like, hey, do you have any other sound effects? He's like, hey, how about you like shut the fuck up and let me do my job?
Yeah.
He's like, all I have is swooshing staff noises.
I just love how everybody's like, and then I love how everybody like I like how Hercules and Aeolus are in really good shape. And then like when you see like the other men who are like, you know, a series of featured extras and as well as like a few people have speaking lines, they all look like like just like terrible.
Yeah, they're like hair that they've got like terrible hair loss, bodies are really bad. Yeah. They really went out of the way to make sure that all the women on the Amazon side were like attractive.
Oh yeah, smoking hot. We're talking like eights, nines, and tens across the board.
Yeah. You know, and then, you know, the end when they're like, when they just have sex, because like that's how they cured the problem, which was sex.
Yeah. So basically what happens is, just to kind of like add to like, kind of like set up what he's talking about. Basically what ends up happening is these mass creatures that are running up and down the trees are like the Amazon women. They basically kill Aeolus, which me and Nick were like, well, we've seen the TV show, so we obviously know he's coming back. You know?
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, they capture Hercules, but he doesn't really like get captured by them in the traditional sense. He just sort of surrenders.
He's like, oh no, my friend's dead. I'm depressed now.
Yep. So they capture him, bring him back to the Amazon village. The leader of the Amazons, she tries to get him to like lick her feet or something. And then like, he yells at her, and they basically have his shirt off, so he's like super shredded and ripped, and they're like she's kind of like lusting over him a little bit. You can tell it in her fucking eyes. She's like,
Oh yeah. well, like we said, the men from the village weren't really much to look at.
Yeah, so somebody like him, they're like, oh, like they're like, holy shit, dude, we could make a lot of babies from this fucking beast.
we shouldn't have killed the other attractive one.
Yeah, you killed the other attractive one too. What the fuck? You know, that's good genes gone to waste. But basically, right. Basically, what ends up happening though is they put him in a cage. They try to test him to see if he's really who he says he is. And then Hera tells the leader, kill him. She tries to kill him, but you know, the joke is he's in this cage, and me and Nick are like, he can get out of there anytime. And he's like talking to Zeus, and Zeus doesn't help him, and he just lifts the cage up and gets out of the cage. We're like, you could have did that the whole time.
He was just in there by choice. He was like, I want to see where this goes.
Yeah, what's really funny is she tries to kill him with the spear, and she like looks in there and she's like, wait a minute, he's not in here anymore. And I'm like, bitch, you're that fucking surprised? He's Hercules. Like, Hercules has been saving you guys for like 10 years at this point. That was the setup to the show, to the movie, by the way. Hercules had already yeah. made a name for himself for like 10 years prior to this. So,
everybody already knew who this guy was.
Yeah.
It was like, where were you guys?
Yeah. And so, basically, what ends up happening though is they decide to go to war with the men because, you know, Hera told her to do it. It's like, you know, oh, the gods told me to do it. Mainly Hera. It's like, oh, well, got to do it now. And So we thought like they were gonna go in and slaughter them. No. They go to the village and they fuck them in. That's it. There is no like them. War to them is going and fucking them in. That was literally
yeah. Well, from what it sounded like when they got together, it was less romantic. It was just very rough, casual sex.
Yeah, they're like, all right, take off your clothes, and he's like, and the men are like, don't you want to talk first? And it's like, damn, dude, they totally reversed the roles, didn't they?
I love how that one guy's like, can you just tell me your name? I wrote a song about you.
And then she's like, what? Get your clothes off.
I was like, no, let me do the song first.
Yeah. And then they end up like wooing them. Turns out that the little boy and the one guy, he has a mom. The mom is the one that's trying to fuck the dad again so she can get another baby. And then the little boy goes, aren't you my mom? And it's like, wow, dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. They also had Xena, the warrior princess, fuck Zeus. And Zeus is like 90.
Yeah, which, by the way, Lucy Lawless was not in the show yet. This was literally like her first. I think this was like her very first role in Hercules, but she was not playing. Yeah. She wasn't playing. Actually, I think Lucy Lawless played like two characters before she played Xena, the warrior princess, because Xena shows up, I think, in season two, I think, or maybe it's season one. But then she gets her. No, I think it's season one. She shows up in season one. After season one, she gets her own show. So both shows are playing. Yeah, that sounds
about right.
So basically they have sex. Hercules obviously has sex because he's the best looking guy in the village. And
yeah,
they go back and Hera's like, oh, you didn't kill them. And she's like, no. And she's like, kill them now. And then she's like, but then they're not so bad. And then she's like, kill them.
and then Hera possesses the queen.
Yep.
And then you have that situation where they actually start going to the village to kill the men.
Yeah, because the men are all lined up at first. Like, oh my God, this is going to be awesome. And then when they roll in with the fucking horses with the armor on, they're like, oh shit, we're dead. We're done for.
Yeah. They start killing people for real.
Yeah.
And then I love how, like, you know, Hercules is trying to confront Hera, who's got possession of the queen's body. And he's like, I couldn't live without her. So Hera throws her off the cliff.
And then I think the little boy's dad dies. And so the little boy and the mom are sad. And so like there's a bunch of dead bodies everywhere. And then Hercules walks up to his dad and says, I can't live without her. You got to help me. And he goes, I could fix this. And he's like, well, do it. And he's like, Hera's going to be really upset. But Hera's not going to like it. And it's like, what?
Dude, you're not even in Mount Olympus. You're just going around fucking Lucy Lawless and like everybody else that you find. Like, don't tell us she's gonna be mad, all right? You didn't care about her feelings, and this is why the whole Hercules series exists.
Yeah. Absolutely. So basically, he reverses time. He does like a Deus Ex Machina moment where, you know, hand of God fixes everything. Go back to the beginning of the episode. The guy walks in. The guy that like was originally like got, you know, Aeolus and Hercules to go was like, oh, I need like Hercules already knows what's going to happen. So he opens the door. He's like, oh yeah, it's you. Let me give you some advice. Go talk to your women and help them. He's like, oh, how did you know all that? He's like, I just know. And go talk to your women and like get them to like understand. And then after that, it literally just ends because like everybody comes back to life. So that's how we found out that, you know, it was a Deus Ex Machina moment where everybody comes back to life. You know, none of the deaths really meant anything.
Yeah. And, you know, his friend got to marry that really hot chick who couldn't cook.
Yep.
Or tend to the animals.
Yep. Terrible, terrible.
Or do anything, which it makes less sense.
Well, that was Hercules and the Amazon Women. What was dumb, cool, and weird about this? The dumb part of this whole movie? The Deus Ex Machina moment. From a standpoint of filmmaking, when you do stuff like that, it typically doesn't always line up very well with people. I mean, it's great that Aeolus is still alive because he really makes the TV show. But usually in filmmaking, it's not, in my opinion, it's not really a very good trope to use unless there's a really good reason. I guess another dumb moment would be just
Zeus.
Yeah, Zeus. Zeus is pretty dumb too.
Zeus just kind of shows up for a little bit of convenience here and there to give Hercules not so good advice on how to solve his problems. Mm-hmm. So he's just pretty much useless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would also say what's really cool about, like moving on from the dumb, I would say what's really cool about this movie is I can tell that this was the first movie that they made in this series, you know, just by watching it. And I can tell they had to get very creative with this. And I'm very impressed with how creative, you know, they
practical
got.
Practical effects.
Yeah.
The practical effects in this movie were really cool. And all of them in general.
Yeah.
That we've seen so far.
Yeah, it was actually really impressive. I was very impressed with how well they put this stuff together. It's like, it's amazing what they did. Cause I'm sure the studios were like, we're not too really sure about this, but you know, the fucking costumes were on point. And I guess they kept the story relatively simple to keep the budget down a good bit. And I will say the set design was really fucking cool, even though it was pretty obvious, they were shooting in like a South American rainforest.
Yeah, honestly, I think they must have been in like Costa Rica, where the coastline, the mountains, and the, you know, the very tropical environment.
Because you've been to Greece, you said that place where they're at looked nothing like Greece. But then,
dude.
But then again,
Greece looks nothing like that.
But then again, they're the Amazon women. But that's so weird because the Amazon rainforest is really far away from Greece. So how the fuck did Hercules get there? You know.
Well, you know, dude, it's kind of like the islands and everything of like Lesbos, right? Yeah. They say that there's no, like, there's this whole myth about them being lesbians. And, you know, I had this this Greek tour guide one time tell me, he's like, yeah, that's just a bunch of made up bullshit.
Damn.
Because, like, people were all excited about it.
Yeah.
Funny shit like that.
I think another really cool thing is this is really funny and fun. The only actor in the entire fucking movie that was Greek was Zeus. It was the only actor that was played by a Greek guy. I think that's so funny.
that is the funnier part.
Which is perfect because Zeus is like the king of the gods, so we got to make him a Greek guy, you know. But I think But I think of the TV show, they replace him with some other dude, and he's like he's just like a normal looking white guy. He looks like British or something. He looks like British or something. But
yeah,
that was pretty good casting. And you know, we really didn't talk about the mom too much. The mom, she's there in the beginning, and she's, you know, she's really sweet and all that, and she kind of shows up, and that's when Zeus kind of talks to Hercules a little bit. He's like, "Oh, my boy," you know, and so
doesn't stick around long enough to talk to mom.
Yeah. But, and then so weird, you know, the weird part of this movie, obviously.
What did those guys do to piss off those women so much that they started their own village?
Yeah. Yep. And then I also thought the sound effects were weird.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the sound effects were weird.
Yep. Oh. But that,
I think that concludes it, though.
Right? Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's, you know, Hercules and the Amazon Women. It's an interesting film. I mean, I recommend watching it. If you ever wanted to know how the TV show, why it got, like, if you want to really understand why the TV show had the setup and the pilot episode like it did, you got to watch all five films. And me and Nick still have to watch three more. So,
I mean, I'm excited.
Yeah, should be fun. But, yeah, you want to sign us out?
Yeah, stay sexy, Atlanta.
Yep. And thanks for checking out the Dumb Cool Weird podcast. We're a movie podcast now, so Movie Monday is every Monday about crappy movies from the 20th century. It's gonna be great, folks. I can't wait to show y'all.